The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy. Ticker there is EAAS. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Well, that's what shareholders want. Monday morning, new contract win, and it's the largest ever single contract you've announced. That's good news, isn't it?
That's fantastic. We're thrilled to bits. Yes, yeah. It just shows the momentum we're making at the moment.
Yeah, well, listen, before we get into the detail of that, if there's someone listening out there and has never heard of E-Energy, you could just summarise what you're about, please, Harvey.
Sure. Yes. So E-Energy is an energy as a service business. Our core company, E-Light, provides light as a service for our corporate customers, education and commercial businesses, allowing them to move to LED lighting for a subscription fee. And therefore able to unlock cash flow from their old infrastructure. We're doing extremely well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's dig into this then. So it's a single largest ever single contract you announced. Take us through how much it is and who it's with, etc., if you could, Harvey.
Yeah, so as you know, we've been building out our multi-academy trust business over the last 12 months. And the contract win is with an academy trust, which has four schools. The contract value is £1 million. It has been the result of a lot of the work we've been doing since the beginning of Q1. And we're expecting to be able to deliver that fully installed and therefore revenue recognised by the end of December.
Yeah, and so you're doing very well here. Even here you've announced, you know, you continue to expect the group to achieve break-even profit after tax for the 6 months ended 31st of December. So how is Q2 doing for you?
Well, look, it's on track. We're extremely confident that we can make our group operating profit by the end of December. Which is obviously a massive turning point for us, having invested so heavily over the last 2 years in this business. And more importantly, I think what's underpinning that is just this massive tipping point of new business. So we are really seeing a major transformation in the volume of proposals that we are producing for customers. And to give you an example, in Q1 in the UK, we delivered about £3 million worth of proposals to our education customers. That's about 30 proposals. We're on track to do 70 in Q2. And what that enables us to get some visibility on what Q3 looks like for next year. So we work on a 3 to 4 month sales cycle. So given that we are consistently closing around 30% of our proposals, it's just giving us massive confidence in the trajectory this business is on. We're actually seeing huge traction outside of education in the multi-site corporate customers we're working on as well. So yeah, really positive trends we're seeing in the market. Absolutely no impact of lockdown. Schools are engaging, massively driven by the government's incentivization plans at the moment. Yeah, look, we're really excited about the prospects of the company.
Yeah, sounds like you're motoring along. And so you will give three reasons then. But as always, Harvey, I have a list on the front page there, Vox Markets, a list of 10 companies, the most followed to get on that list. Several people have to hit that follow button. So give them three reasons, if they're not following you right now, why they should hit that follow button and add E-Energy to their watch list, please.
Sure. I guess first reason is, look, E-Energy is now the leading light as a service provider in the UK for education. Traction is up 500% year on year. We're a climate action business looking to really genuinely offer climate action strategies for our customers. We have a very developed M&A plan, and we're hoping that over the coming months we'll be able to secure our first major acquisition.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you as always. And like I say, lots of news coming up, so no doubt we'll be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.